Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 16th day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the climate patient. Yeah, the smoke's still here. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. U.S. will prosecute makers of undetectable plastic guns from Sessions. And yeah, we'll get into that just as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. will prosecute makers of undetectable plastic guns, Sessions. From Reuters, this was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions warned on Thursday that anyone who uses a 3D printer to make an undetectable gun will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Well, that would be not at all, because you have no fucking law that says we cannot make a gun out any goddamn thing we want. In fact, you're not even allowed to talk about our second article, absolute right that belongs to the people and has nothing to do with the fucking government that serves us, you piece of shit. Again, I mean, we come on here every day and we just, all we're doing here, we're just showing the blatant, this is an assault on the Bill of Rights, which is the essence of the peace of the people. It is an assault on the people, an open assault by a foreign entity, a foreign enemy. A day after his department asked a court not to block the public downloading blueprints for the guns. Ooh, that sounds like a dare. Maybe it's time somebody started using some of them goddamn guns. We will not stand for the invasion of current law. You mean the current admiralty military dictatorship you think you're going to run us under, you piece of shit? In direct defiance of our Bill of Rights, we are the people, and this goddamn country belongs to us, you dirty little weasel-faced bastard. and will take action to ensure that individuals who violate the law by making plastic firearms and rendering them undetectable will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of extent, Sessions said in his Thursday statement. The second article is quite clear. This man here is an enemy of the people. He's an enemy of the United States National. He is an enemy of our Bill of Rights. He's telling you, fuck your Bill of Rights. I can read because, you know, I'm an attorney general. I'm a learned in the law. I can read exactly what it says, and fuck you. You ain't going to do it. Bye. Well, we're going to see about that. Now, this one here, I think this might, I don't know, Senate demands Supreme Court nominee not be unduly influenced by U.S. Constitution. And this is a misnomer, but I had to read it just to, you know, because of what these assholes step up and think they can say, you know. I mean, this just shows to go you how far gone everything is. And it ain't about that Constitution no more. That son of a bitch has been irrelevant for a whole long time. It is about the Bill of Rights. What they are talking, when every time they say Constitution in these statements, you replace that with the Bill of Rights, because that is what's standing in the way of these international communists and their pedophilic, transgenderic, slave, scum, shit society. This is Chucky Shoima. Time and time again, we find progressives' laws getting struck down. And it's always the ones the Constitution is against. Just throw that Constitution out the fucking window. It is irrelevant. It has been breached out of existence. Bill of Rights is against. These right-wing judges don't think for themselves. They do whatever the Constitution says, and they don't even do what the Bill of Rights says anymore. I mean, this is just them blabbering back and forth each other that false, what the hell they call it, controlled opposition bullshit. Because it's, I mean, there's going to be some outrageous, there are outrageous things that the guys on the other side, because they all get together in the same room once a week and they decide what the outrage and who, well, we're going to blame this one on you and you're going to blame this and we're just going to cut their throat. They're all in violation of the Bill of Rights. They do not fucking exist. This is an illegitimate, rogue, foreign government by definition of our Bill of Rights. Because you remove that Bill of Rights, you have usurped powers from the people. Ninth article says you can't do it. That means we're at war again here. That means we're back to Lexington Concord. You got some son of a bitch over there going to come and tell you how you are going to live, that you're his property, and how you're going to conduct yourself. You're going to hand your guns over so you ain't no threat to him when he goes to rape your daughter or take your property or jail you for no goddamn reason just because you looked at him the wrong way. You didn't avert your eyes correctly. We need, and this is that bitch Elizabeth Warren, we need judges to be advocates of progressives' laws. That's what the judges are for. In first place, your Supreme Court judges have zero, zip, zilch, nada to say about our Bill of Rights, you piece of dog shit. They have no authority. The ninth article says no government, nothing in the Constitution, unless you're working on some other kind of idea like a United Nations already having taken over our country and our Constitution and the Constitution and Bill of Rights being completely removed because judges to be advocates. That's why I keep talking about this Supreme Court bullshit. You know, law, if you ever understand anything about the law, the law is fact, and a fact by definition can only be interpreted one way, or it can't be a fact. It would be a conjecture. It could be a theory, an opinion. A fact is a fact, and it cannot be changed. You change the judges, and all of a sudden, what was my right yesterday? Somebody's like, well, that's constitutional. Take that right away from you to make you share your house with a transvestite. It's legal. We wrote it down on a piece of paper. Supreme Court of ours, that third branch of this fucking government that the Bill of Rights was meant to keep chained. Would they have went to the trouble of even writing the Bill of Rights if it was just, well, if you want to government, you know? No, that ninth article, this is the war for the ninth article. The ninth article said that's all there is, that's all there ever be. That's all the authority you will ever have. You will have none over the people. The people live in the common law. under their own law, under their own Bill of Rights, amongst one another. You are a separate entity. They told you in those Federalist Papers, just this 9 mile square, a military citadel, and that's where they called federal land. Start thinking about it. Where's the Fed? The heart, the tip of the spear. Where's the root? Where's the Fed? Oh, that's Washington D.C. Why is it called Washington D.C.? Because it's a District of Columbia. It was never a part of the states. It was a military citadel. Now that military citadel has spread its tentacles across this country. And now it's right into our goddamn houses. You know, that thing that was there to destroying exactly what it was supposed, what we sold to us to protect. We need judges to be advocates of progressive laws, not people who will bow to the whims of the Constitution. No, the Bill of Rights there is no Constitution. What they're after here now is your rights. These guys are gun grabbers. These guys think we should be able to write an amendment to something that can't be amended, that we can never have authority to amend, that we can't even change so much as a goddamn comment. Well, it's not that Constitution getting in your way, bitch, and you know it. And all this bastard, you know why the Constitution? They dare not even say the goddamn words, Bill of Rights. If the people of this country could at one time just understand what we've taught and what we understand here, what that Bill of Rights is and what it means, they would go, shit. Forget about wars and stuff. It would be straight up rope, pitchforks. They would just go and just hang these son of a bitches. This is usurping our people's rights. This is declarated war against our people. But they'll keep using that Constitution because that was about their little government powers, the little bit that we gave them. But what's being violated is the Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights has been removed. The Bill of Rights, every time one of these son of a bitch and foreign agents comes up to you to accost you outside of the law of the common law jurisdiction, that is an attack of an enemy. That is like a goddamn Russian soldier coming at you with the gun blazing. That's what it is. By definition, they know this. Constitution, my ass. Pitting its extremist values of freedom of speech and freedom of religion against our agenda. Well, if your agenda has something against freedom of speech and freedom of religion, you got a big fucking problem, lady, because what you're talking, you're not talking. See, always, like I said, Constitution, where does that freedom of speech and freedom of religion come from? Oh, I think that's the first article of my Bill of Rights you're talking about there, you two-bit communist whore, piece of dog shit. And here we have Cory Booker. We're sick and tired of the Constitution. No, what you're sick and tired of is the Bill of Rights. You've done everything you've done to us through the abomination that you created in the beginning to do exactly what you're doing. The only thing standing in your fucking way is that Bill of Rights and the people and their guns, period. We're tired of that Constitution sitting in the National Archives manipulating everything we do. Really? You need to do something about it, you son of a bitch. You and your communists, what's it say? It's hard to understand what is most damning. Legal knowledge, ESP, or whatever the hell that means, amending the Constitution, the oath they took to uphold the Constitution, passing laws that don't pass legal muster, misguiding our gullibility. Or misjudging our gullibility. The thing what we're talking about here, they want the guns, okay? All this stuff, the freedom of speech and all this stuff, they won't let us come out and say that we want that Second Amendment amended and removed. It ain't the Second Amendment, you dog shit eating sons of bitches, and you know it. There is no amendment to that single separate document known as the American National's Bill of Rights. You can't touch it. The ninth article to that document reads quite clear, and it says that not the federal. There can be no power in the Constitution to touch one fucking word of it, and you will fucking obey it, or you are a criminal, because it is law. It is the absolute law of this country. It is the law that allowed the people to give you a pissant's puddle of goddamn power to supposedly protect it. so that we could all get together real quick in case it's some Cory Booker or some Elizabeth Warren or some Chucky Schumer come along and thought they were going to take it away from us. We have no Congress. We know where we're at. We're at fucking war. But this Congress right now, for just what these people have spoken, what I've heard spoken out of these son of a bitch's mouths, just right here, they should be arrested. What they've done in California, there should have been a federal army raised, a federal army of militia from all the states raised, because that's what the fucking federal government was for. A federal army, Congress declare open war on the state of California for violation of the Bill of Rights, for violation of the people's rights, for violation of the law, the absolute law that can't be for assuming upon themselves powers that even the federal government can't have, that is forbidden for the federal or the state governments to have through the 9th and 10th Amendment. There should be a federal army raised. That army should be provisioned, marched to California. And anybody, I see you want to put your 10,000 Mexicans, we've done wiped them fucking Mexicans out how many times? Put them up there. Get them all up there. Besides, we're getting rid of them as a part of this anyway, because you didn't have no goddamn authority to bring them here and give them what's ours. And we take that federal army down there, and then you go and you smash this goddamn rebellion against the Bill of Rights and the people. I mean, this would be the most right, been the only righteous war this country would have ever fought. You drive the alien invaders out, and you take the people like these Cory Booker and this Elizabeth Warren and these and Chucky Schumer, the people who out there in the streets advocating insurrection against the Bill of Rights, and you hang them in the public fucking square. You try them right there on the spot, say, I'll pick this piece of paper. Did you say this? Did you fucking say this? Really? Have you been violating the immigration laws, which aren't even legal? I mean, have you been just pumping foreigners into this country? Have you been letting foreigners vote in elections? You've been letting foreigners, foreign nationals, serve on boards and in the government? Well, you know what? You don't have the authority to do that. You committed high treason. And you're going to pay the ultimate price. You're going to dangle from a fucking street lamp. And everybody's going to watch the meat rot off your bones, because that's the penalty for it. This just shows you how far gone it is. This you would be out there for somebody to look at. These motherfuckers should be hiding in their spider holes. This is how outrageously egregious to the American national this is. And I'm not talking about the Trumpers versus the goddamn Antifers. I'm talking about the American people and their Bill of Rights. Fuck all of you. You're not taking none of it. We're taking it back. It's going to cost us. We know. And we can. And if there is an afterworld, I hope our grandfathers and fathers and people who should have took care of this a long fucking time ago get to watch every one of us die at doing it that has to do it. I hope they got to watch us die because they didn't take care of it, because they allowed it. I will not take that burden to the grave with me. I will not leave my children in bondage. I will not leave nothing but death and destruction and rape and murder for my great-grandchildren or my great-grandchildren. I won't do it. And it's us, you guys see somebody out there? I mean, you got the Trumpers. Trumpies out there. Trumpies are changing. Do you people truly see this shit stopping short of you stopping it yourself? Tell yourself the truth. Because I'm telling you, that's the only way it stops. And that's why the second article was put in the Bill of Rights, and that's why the ninth article was put in the Bill of Rights. You go past, you violate that ninth article and start trying to take those rights away, you get out that second article, and as a goddamn man, you stand up and you fucking shoot them down. Trump and Trump to Netanyahu, Palestinians must be completely conquered. This is from Washington Blog, sent in by Joe STP. This is the Trump Christian Coalition, the Judeo Christian Coalition that wants to be the other part. We need to join. We need to pick side. We need to pick one side or the other, guys. Do you want these international communists like these pricks I just read here, Cory Booker and whatever the hell they were, and Chucky Schumer? Is that your side, or is this your side? With Sessions just pissing all over your second article, telling you fuck your second article. We don't give a shit. what you people wrote down on a paper and claim you're not the authority here. Haven't you read the 14th Amendment that we had no authority to write? That's when the coup happened. We had to make it a quiet coup because you'd have wiped our asses out if you had a clue of what we were up to. But you think that you incrementally, this is how this has happened too. Incrementally. The thin edge of that thick wedge. Well, that thick edge is up to us now. They've weaseled and sleazed it all into the point, to the point that we can't even bring our goddamn people together. So it's up to us as individuals. That's my Bill of Rights. I hold up my hand. That son of a bitch belongs to me. Those are my fucking rights, and they will not be violated. I will defend it. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what I don't get, man? I don't get that, you know, how people just can't see, like you say, these Trumpers. Yeah, there's going to be people after that, you know. You know, they don't see nothing doesn't change. It doesn't matter who's in office. We always get violated. Nothing doesn't change. And, I mean, these limp-wristed faggot sissy boys who all want to go out and vote and think, going out, vote, oh, let's vote and do this. They think something's going to change because they don't have a ball sack, man.
They just don't.
Like what you always say, man. I mean, I done got so frustrated now, man, until, I mean, if they look at me wrong, man, I'm just, I don't care anymore, man, because when you just see it and when you just see all the violations that they have done to us and that what they are currently doing, I mean, man, you can just see nothing hasn't changed since Obama, since Bush, now Trump. I mean, they go out there and they do the same crap over and over and vote, and nothing doesn't change. And people seem like they just don't see it.
Well, brother, you know, we talked about the fact that there were like 3.6 million more voters than there were, or billion or whatever voters than there were live bodies yesterday. So, you know, this whole idea, this can't send, but I do completely disagree with you on the change thing. It has always changed. It has changed for the worse. It has gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. I could pretend that I'm as free as my dad was when he was my age, or to pretend even when I was a kid, I was as free as he was when he was a kid. It has been an incremental removal of our Bill of Rights, of our right to be left alone, of our right to be free to do whatever the hell we want. And it's been a takeover for the wealth of our country. And that's, and you know, as far as Trump, you know, here Trump, I mean, I'm a conservative, you see. And the conservative view is a smaller government. And no much government, not government telling me a whole bunch of stuff every day, just sometimes. That's a conservative for you. He stood right up there in front of this so-called conservatives and said, I'm going to make America, the America, and that means the government, the American government. And he has. He kept that promise bigger than ever. I'm going to make this American military, which all the 10 biggest other countries, all of their budgets together, cannot even come close to matching what we spend on military spending as our people eat dirt in the fucking streets. I'm going to make it bigger. We're going to be the fucking bully of all bullies. And then, but I'm president of America. I'm not president of the world. I'm not over in Palestine here talking to Netanyahu. The Washington Post correspondent of this is from Washington blog, sent in by Joe STP. The Washington correspondent of Israel's Haaretz newspaper, Amer Tabun, headlined on the night of Tuesday, August 14th, Trump administration wants to see a Gaza ceasefire with or without Palestinian Authority. And he reported that the Trump administration wants to see a long-term ceasefire in Gaza, which with or without the support of the Palestinian Authority. A spokesperson for the White House National Security Council told Haaretz on Monday. This is, as you know, we talked about Huckabee the other day. You know, he's thinking about getting him a place on the West Bank over there, you know, on the Golan Heights and over there by Syria, you know, where they're over there. We're just holding this land to keep a distance between as you're plowing it under and getting ready to take the next goddamn 15 miles of land.
Talking about Sarah Huckabee?
Sarah Huckabee? No, it was actually Mike Huckabee. He's talking about getting him a summer home over there. And he thinks that his brother Trump would quite approve of him getting a summer house over there, where they're killing people, they're burning their goddamn fields, the Palestinians, And they're taking over. Oh, it's
no,
it's
just, say it ain't so.
I would say it ain't so, Charlie, but it is so. It is so-so. It's so-so, I can't touch it with a powder puff. But here you go. In other words, U.S. President Donald Trump is not angling for Palestinians to become ruled by the more moderate of the two political entities that are contesting for control over Palestine. He's not favoring the Palestinian Authority, Mohammed Abbas over Hamas, Ishmael Haniyeh. He is instead aiming for Jews inside Israel to conquer completely the non-Jews, not only inside Israel, but also in the adjoining areas of Palestine, and also in Syria, and also in Lebanon, and also in Jordan, and also in Iran, and also, hey, you didn't see that one coming, did you, Turkey? But I did. Turkey! It's all theirs. I mean, the whole fucking planet belongs to them. They're the chosen people, don't you know? Rest of us are just animals here, like the squirrels and the deers and the stuff. We're just their property. But here, you're backing this, are you? Hey, is this the side you're picking, by the way? Is this the side you're going to pick here?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
This is Hal.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
Rainy today and kind of screwed up from California, but yeah. Not as bad as you got it. I just wanted to give you a heads up. I just left a progressive Schumer in an outhouse I built a little while ago.
Did you really? What?
Yeah.
You know, I have this game. When
I just shoot it three times. It's still moving, don't
I? My granddaughter, you know, she's just looks a little tiny feller, you know. I'd bounce her on my lap, and then I'd hold my thumb out and like a toilet flusher. And she'd pull on my thumb, and I'd drop her down between my legs, you know, down around, let her hit the floor. And I'd tell her, and she'd laugh, and I'd go, you're a sinker. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm a floater, she said.
I used to tell my kids that I was going to unscrew their belly button, and their butt will fall off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll get you something as soon as I can. I'm roughing it here.
Brother. Man, I don't want nobody sending nothing that I know you're struggling. I don't want nobody. There's people out there that can help us who aren't struggling. And that's people we're talking to, brother.
If I can get you a little bit, as soon as I can finish up another trencher, I'll get that going, too. I got a couple almost ready to go, but it's been so busy. I mean, I'm behind schedule on this right now. It rained all day, but I'm still out here tipping over and taking the siding off this old jalopy. This house was built with them old square spike nails. That's how old it is.
Oh, you're kidding me. My dad built a house when he was young. He left a family back there, actually, and had another family out here, which was our part of the family. He had 10 kids. But he built a house. He cut the wood right from the family farm, you know, from the property, oak. He cut all that oak,
yep.
And he built this goddamn house. So all these years later, I was in my early 20s, I reckon. But I was back there, and he was going to live in it. And so we had to take it the siding off of it, like the old tar paper and stuff, and put new siding on it, and he remodeled the inside of it and what might have you. You ever tried to pull a nail out of an oak, a hunk of oak that's been there for about 30, 40 years?
It ain't happening. Especially if it's
going to
knot.
You just grind them off. You will not pull that son of a bitch out.
Just grind them off. Put them in the bucket for little presents for your enemy.
There you go. That'll work. Anyways.
I won't keep you. I got a little bit, I'll send it, you know. It's taking everything I got to do this, and then I apologize for that.
Get yourself squared away. That would make me happier than anything in the world. I promise you.
As soon as I got something to take some decent pictures with, I'll you know, because I got a little ways. I got a tool shed built and outhouse.
Cool. So you say
Schumer house.
So you go out there every morning. I tell everybody I go to, when I get up in the morning, I go straight in the bathroom and I commit a big felony.
I can't. You know, I just try to make light of stuff because you know this stuff you're talking about Palestine. It pisses me off. Not as much as how we're stepped on here and our Bill of Rights, and we're stepped on, but
the bottom line is, this is not what was intended. Did you have anything against them Palestinian people over there? Do you have anything for them Jews over there? Who the fuck are they to us? Why, we were told to stay out of foreign entanglements, and that's how they take your country away from you. This has been a part of it. Our body politic is infiltrated.
But, you know, I come up here, you know, and it'll be my last day. But, I'd prefer to live on and do some more.
I love life. I love everything about it. I love everything about life, but I love that Bill of Rights, and I love being free more. And if I won't get to be free, but I sure love my grandchildren, and I ain't even met my great grandchildren, but I'm sure I'm gonna love them too. And there nobody's gonna do this to them. That being said, stay right where you are, brother. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're gonna take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
I'm the man and you are the woman, and I'll make the decision concerning my life.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think that you might not let yourself be free. Let's go back, let's go away on the back. I didn't even know you came to me and told me what you wouldn't say. Be free. Oh, freedom.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1:38 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Aretha Franklin. I don't know what the woman's politics were, but she died at 76 today, and I mean, that's my favorite scene from the Blues Brothers, is in that diner. I mean, I've always loved that, and she was an awesome musician. Like I said, I don't know her politics or anything like that, but I sure dug that scene in the movie. Let's see, where are we at here? Trump and Netanyahu got plans for Palestine, do they? I bet they didn't even talk. It's just like us. I bet they didn't even talk to the Palestinians about it. In other words, here we are, favoring the Palestinian Authority. That's where we were. Trump has now officially placed the United States on the side of Israel's Jews for them to conquer and subdue Palestine. Straight up. That's the side you're choosing. For Jews to rule over Palestinians and for the residents of Palestine not to be allowed to participate in Israel's elections. Isn't that slavery? I gotta check the definition. I think that's slavery. This will be very good for American firms. Oh boy, and who? What was he really voted? What was that Republican platform really all about? How did they? I still gotta believe they're sitting around going, I cannot fucking believe we pulled it off, man. We put that goddamn reality show host in. He did this shit, and we've done $3.2 trillion. They should be hanging us for what we did to him in 2002, we know with the collapse and everything, or what, damn, 2008, whatever in the hell it was. Slipping my mind. We should be hanging them for it. Steve Mnuchin's sitting in the fucking White House, and this will be very good for American firms such as Lockheed Martin, Northrop, Grumman, Boeing, and General Dynamics, which depend wholly on or primarily upon sales to the United States government and to its allied governments, including Israel, for their profits and their net worths, their stock market valuations. More war is essential for these firms, which sell only to these governments, governments which seek to control more land, regardless of what the residents there want. And, well, that's what are they doing right here, right to us, right now? They're doing the same goddamn thing, people. They have said, you're the people, you are, and yeah, your land, your ancestors are buried in that dirt there for goddamn sure, for God knows how many years, you know. But we've decided we're taking, you need to move out. This is a piece of real estate we want. You see, it's got oil underneath it. You got the water and the trees and stuff. And we just came here, well, from Russia is where we came from. And we just came here and we're taking this from you completely. And you goim, you animals, you soulless animals, you're just going to we'd kill you right out. We'd really like, you're lucky that we're going to let you live as slaves. We really would just like to just get rid of your asses because, hey, man, if you read the Georgia Guidestones, they're behind schedule here a bit. It'll be good for these governments. Seek more control, more land. Oh, yeah. Which side are you going to pick? Las Vegas bump stock, FOIA claims, ATF not allowed to examine weapons. This is from Ammoland. Well, of course, I wonder why they wouldn't want them to examine those weapons. Because maybe it was maybe what happened is that guy was sitting in his goddamn motel room, getting ready to go down and gamble, and somebody came through his door with the key card, just walked right in, a whole team of them, and put his ass down on the floor. Went over, shot the fuck out of the place while their buddies at three or four other locations around Las Vegas were mowing people down to get.
And they had real auto. They had full auto.
You betcha they did. And then they throw down these cases, these things, and throw a few bump stocks there. And let's go for some more agency control. Agency straight up foreign attack on the people's Bill of Rights is what this is about, people. ATF was not allowed to physically examine the interior of the weapons recovered from the Las Vegas shooter's hotel room. A new Freedom of Information Act production by the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives reveals. The baffling revelation appears on page 335 of the response sent to Attorney Stephen Stamboli, it looks like, as part of an ongoing production of documents responding to the FOIA request. This leads to another problem. Go ahead.
It was the first ever restriction of the sawed-off shotgun.
I think it was 1933. There was sawed-off shotguns and grenades and fully automatic weapons. Well, it's not. No, and it wasn't really like a prohibition. See, you can buy, if you buy all these licenses and stuff, see, there's like Ted Nugent, I'm sure he owns several fully automatic weapons. He has, you know, he has the money to pay all these big fees and stuff. He can own
like
anything.
Like marijuana, you got to have the stamp.
Hey, there you go. We can't pass a law against it because it would take something like the Volstead Act, which was illegal too because it violated the people's fucking rights. It allowed them to tell you can't drink without due process. There was no due process of law. We just decided you can't, so you can't. Really? Fuck you. Yeah, we're gonna. And they knew it was gonna happen. They did it so there would be organized crime because there was billions to be made. All of this shit. It's turned into industry anymore. Even this goddamn Antifa's and these coalition, all this shit, it's just fucking, it's business is what it comes down to. Yesterday I was talking about, Cooper, Bill Cooper. And you know, talking about, you know, he the one that fires the first shot's going to win the war. What in the hell are you talking about? This is a maniacal, this is a goddamn, it's like one of those bubbles that they put the little ping pong balls in when you're playing bingo, spinning. If you want to get a close look at what exactly is going here, that's what you're looking at. That's how fast it's moving. That's how fast the theft is moving. Just like this shit with Palestine, with Trump over there, you know, and of course you got Mike Huckabee over there. This is all in the end. It comes out to money, to mammon, to the service of mammon. How many, you know, actually, if we're going to go wipe them out and we see what we're going to get here, we're going to get trees, we're going to get water and all this stuff. Man, we're making some pretty good money on them bullets, aren't we? And I swear to you people, that is all these son of a bitches care about. The DOJ is manipulating the APA to make sure that information will not be used to shoot down the rules, savage conclusions. See, here you are, having a goddamn discussion about something that can't be with somebody who can't be there discussing it with you. Unless you were willing to, well, I guess I've been conquered. I'm a slave. I'm just going to have to fall into the slave position here. And the thing is, you know, it's always done in the name of security. How more insecure can you be than having that Bill of Rights removed? That was the great protection. That's what you hired a whole federal government. You gave them money and you gave them the power to wage war to protect it. How much more precious could it be? It's a Constitution thing. See, we're fighting about the Constitution. No, this is a direct attack. This is their coming out and saying, sooner or later, they have to do it, people. They have to come out and go, yeah, we know what the Ninth Article says. And this is why that we've never been able to, not one comma, nothing has ever changed in the Bill of Rights. Even though we put it up like we did, we know how it's originally written. And we know that from the time of its adoption, when it was stamped, from that point forth, there could never be authority created through the Constitution without an act of treason that could ever touch it. That makes every goddamn one of them a foreign traitor to the people of the United States. And we're no small body. Now, when we say that we thing, there's a hell of a bunch of us. And we're all loaded for bear. And they freaking know it. That's why they keep playing these games. You know, 10 years ago, they wouldn't even say Constitution. They didn't even bother with that. But now it's coming down, but every time they're talking about Constitution, they're talking about rights they're wanting to violate. It is not the Constitution. That is the Bill of Rights. You have declared yourself an enemy of the people of the United States just by saying that you want to change it. You son of a bitch, you know you can't. When you ran for office, if you didn't know the Bill of Rights, I wonder how many of them actually know what the words of the Bill of Rights say. And I mean, if you asked them, say, well, you know, like, what's everybody knows the Second Amendment. Well, what's the Sixth Amendment? Well, that's, you know, your right to face your accuser and bring witnesses in your own favor, you know, due process of the law kind of thing. And this has gone so far. I mean, this idea of freedom is standing in the way of our communist progressive. We're pissed about it. Really? And we ain't shot your fucking asses yet? Wait a minute. What about Vietnam? Didn't 50,000 of our brothers die in Vietnam? What were they fighting for over there, guys? What was that? Oh, that communism thing. The stop of international communism, which was created actually during World War II by Roosevelt and the communists in this government through the Lend-Lease program. You know, they created the apparatus for the base, the big base with the power base for international communism to spread. But hey, we were there, 50,000 of our brothers and sisters dead. And it's always us, the going boy goes, get out, go out. You go, you need to get mowed down. It's for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Yeah. Same in Korea, wasn't it? Same deal, wasn't that? Stop the spread of that international communism. Now they hold their conventions in Chicago. They walk around your goddamn streets with signs. I'm just like, there's a video Katie brought to my attention because Katie had commented on it about would you like a Marxist revolution? I wish to God you would try. I mean, what do people don't understand? Trump coalition this way and that way, and most people really do understand, is that Donald Trump is an international communist, in case you didn't know. They're all international communists. They are all shit through the same hole. They all have the same agenda. Mike Huckabee said the other day, and when he was talking about getting his home on the West Bank, because Donald Trump is building a new world order. Donald Trump's doing what Obama couldn't get away with. Obama did a lot of sneaky shit, don't get me wrong. I mean, he invaded Libya for the Queen of New Zealand. They found a huge deposit of oil, and he already got my Nobel Peace Prize, and goddamn, do you know how much oil's off the Tripoli coaster? We'll call it a no-fly zone, yeah. Yeah, just go smear them, wipe them out, that's it. Yeah, get that fucking oil. It's like talking with what I was talking to Dion earlier. It always changes. That's the one lie they never tell. You're going to get change. It's always going to be for the worst, and it's always going to be towards getting you closer to that ditch and that bullet through your head, because they want your property. They want what belongs to you. Oh, criminies. Let me see if there was another part of this. Okay, I want to finish it, stay into this then. Let me see. Amoland Shooting Sports News reported on the initial document production in April when Stamboli, I guess it is Bali, received a CD with 777 pages in four volumes, which within days of filing his request. See, we're talking about these FISA requests, FOIA requests. You guys do realize that under the original Constitution, those are public. Every record is public record. Who bought the goddamn record? Who paid to create the record? Who does the record belong to? Now you're going to, you're pleading with the government to give you your records that belong to you. They work for you. They're your employees. You can send them a request and they can say, fuck you. You see, this is how this servant government, because that's what the federal government was sold to you. We're going to serve you. We're going to serve you. And we're going to guard your wealth. We're going to guard your freedoms. That's what we're here for. Anybody comes and tries to get them freedoms, we're going to be standing in the line. We're going to put out the call to the states. The states are going to put out the call to the counties. The counties are going to put out the call to the municipalities and the towns. And then we're going to gather a huge militia of the people. Because you will be coming. The reason that's why it was always going to be militia. There was no standing army, no standing agenda. The only agenda is the people's agenda, because the people are going to be the ones out there, boom, killing and getting killed. That's why this country was so powerful. You couldn't take it you could take areas like they've in the Civil War, or what they call the Civil War, they played a pretty good game of three-dimensional chess. You know, moving things about to go this way. But you people, it's like the first Bull Run, the first engagement of the war. You do know that the rebels were within 7 miles of Washington, D.C. They could have walked right in and burned it to the ground. And the South would have won. The war had been over that day. However many people got killed there, that would have been the end of it. 7 miles. Okay, and the excuse was they hadn't contemplated that they would drive towards Washington, D.C. like that, and they just hadn't planned. They had no provisions or anything. They still had their fucking guns. And it's just like what we were talking about at Gettysburg, when you're sitting there at Little Round Top. Here's the key to this battle. That fucking mountain right there is the key to this battle. And the lower guys that were actually fighting the battle because they thought they were fighting for their country and they were fighting for their rights. Said, we got to take that. Goddamn, let's go get it. There's hardly anybody up there. Let's go get it. Then we got all the high ground. We'll tear them apart. We've done it several times. No, there was somebody there. I'm betting he was a Mason, a high Mason. And see, the war wasn't supposed to end there, and it wasn't supposed to end that way. The money-making wasn't over. The money for the blood hadn't been taken care of. Otherwise, I mean, just like on the opening salvo there at Bull Run. I mean, 7 miles? Well, I know that General Stonewall Jackson, he was famous for it. He'd march men with nothing, not even shoes on their feet, grabbing shit as they went to get to eat, and he'd march them 100 fucking miles. And in a couple of days, they'd show up somewhere else 100 fucking miles away. It was notorious for it. But you get that 7 miles. You couldn't clear that last 7 miles, huh? That's because it was intended to continue on. This whole goddamn thing has been a lie every inch of the freaking way.
It's all because they wanted slavery, right?
Well, yeah, they did. And they got it in the end, didn't they? But I think they both wanted slavery is what I think. I think they both wanted slavery.
I think they wanted freedom. I think they wanted to be left alone and be free.
You do? You think who did? You mean the South?
Somebody barefoot walking 100 miles.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, yeah, their hearts were pure. Make no mistake. I'm not putting them. One of my grandfathers, when I was a little kid, they showed me his saber. It had 13 things, and he rode cavalry. I'm not talking against my own people here. I'm talking about the people that make this shit happen. Slavery was about slavery, and it wasn't about slavery. It was about slavery to the point of who was going to own the slaves and who the slaves were going to be. Under the 13th Amendment, the illegal 13th Amendment, they freed the black people.
I'm saying, yeah, everything in writing, all the rulers, it was about slavery. But the people that were fighting, the barefoot people, they weren't fighting for slavery.
Oh, no. No, you would ask them. They said, I'm fighting for my rights. Because that's what they – hey, what do they got us convinced into here, Charlie? Which side are you going to pick? And does either side give a shit whether you live or die another day?
The Bill of Rights. That's all I care.
I think that's a, you know what? If the people, the North and the South, the people that made up the North and the South, the people who did the killing, who killed each other, had they understood what the manipulations really were and where the fortunes were going to be shifted and the money that was going to be made. And then in the end, and what happened in the end, Charlie? Even to go with the theory that it was about the slavery, that northern man who went out there and fought and died by the hundreds of thousands and you know, on the just unbelievable nasty battlefields, then came in the 14th Amendment, and I guess we're all fucking slaves, weren't we? Have been ever since.
Yep, we're all equal now.
Yes, we sure as hell are equal in slavery. Now, you think that had that northern man understood the true agenda, like they had something like the internet, and they could have got it out there and said, hey, wait a minute, you got to see where things are going to shift here. I mean, my family, you know, is from the South. In fact, right on the Mason-Dixon line, and you could go from one holler to the next. It was where a lot of the battles were fought. And that movie, Hatfields and McCoy, where they, you know, that was all Civil War battlegrounds right on the Kentucky Virginia border, right where they show that fight at the end of that right down from that's where my great grandfather, that was his property. This is how close it all was in my family. I mean, it was stuff for generations. You got to imagine how it was that close together and killing one another for no goddamn reason. Because in the end, and they, like you said, it had nothing to do with slavery. And even when it all started out, I mean, it wasn't about slavery. It was about opening up the new territories, whether they would be slave states or whether they would be. This is what they sold you. This is the bill of goods they sold the people to get them out to go out and kill one another. Now, if you let them be slave states, then they're sitting right next to your slave state What's your wages worth? Because you're industrialized. You have started the Industrial Revolution had begun. In the beginning, you know, the South had a hard time getting like building guns and stuff because they built them one at a time. They built superior products and they were awesome and everything. But the industrial North, see, they built a gun where, you know, this piece breaks on this gun here. Another piece is broke on that gun there. You just grab a piece over there. It all fits back together and you got you another gun. And the whole, what they sold the northern man on is that if you allow that slavery next door to you, then that's what your that's what your time's going to be worth. That's what they sold him on. They sold the southern man on, you know, slaves of all colors were owned and everybody knows it. Clear out here and out north and the north owned slaves. Everybody, it was slavery, but still you cannot defend anything about that because the Bill of Rights was supposed to be in effect then, too, wasn't it? If the Bill of Rights was in effect, how could there be any slaves? How could any man own another man? How was it possible? It had to be a violation. So they had these people. So what they had to do is they had to trick the southern man into thinking that, well, these northerners are just going to come up here and start passing laws that you know and take over your land. The bill of sale was pretty good, and they're going to take your rights away from you, and they're going to and they were, because that was the intent of to take the rights from everybody. Though is what they weren't throwing in there. The intent of the war is to take the rights from everybody. To take your Bill of Rights away from you and to replace it illegally in violation of the 9th article of our Bill of Rights with the 14th Amendment, which will make you a subject rather than the ruler and make the government the ruler. I mean, I don't think that that's something that somebody should have missed at the time. Right then and there, everybody just got back together and said, oh, they sure fucked us. Let's go get them. And tore them all to fucking pieces. It's never going to, as long as, man, pride's a motivator. That's a natural fact to that. But they, in the end, you know, the people who, I guarantee you, the people who, well, I'll tell you, check this out, Charlie. You go read Pawns in the Game. He tells a tale in there about when this, just before our Civil War, his family and Rothschilds, these two families married together. And at their wedding, they brought this cake, a big, huge cake, as big as a table. And they had a line drawn right down the Mason-Dixon line. And they told him that for your wedding present, we're going to cut them in half and make them fight each other, and you get all the proceeds from the war.
What's the name of the book again?
Pawns in the Game by Guy Carr. He was a Navy chaplain. And he got killed, by the way.
Naturally.
Well, we're clear over the top. Wow. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another episode of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, everybody, look at things harder. I mean, they have been manipulating us from the beginning. Everything they've done is a lie. I mean, think of every man who has killed another man that they've made profit on when those two men didn't even know each other. Or didn't even really know why they were shooting at each other. Well, because my government told me to. That is demented. And that is the word from the trenches.